Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. The water's warm and there's a swim-up bar. Glass of Perspective, anyone? Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live with Perspectives with Ashley Burgess here on 570 KLIF or on iHeartRadio app. Either way, you're listening to the real deal. So, you know, going back to the whole concept of finding your purpose, you know, all of us are looking for our purpose or have found it. Some of us are lost and don't even know that we have a purpose. But all in all, I'm not being altruistic, Ashley. I'm not being, you know, affirmation, Ashley. I'm being the absolute truth, Ashley. We all have a reason. We all have a purpose. It's just finding that purpose. Sometimes it could be repurposing it. Like, it might be a hobby to us. It might be something that we're not able to do on a daily basis or haven't figured out how to make it into a daily situation. However, we're going to talk about that tonight. So as we were talking about just earlier about finding your purpose, finding your, maybe taking an aptitude test or going back into your memory bank and figuring that out, as well as finding the person around you that makes you the most jealous because they're probably doing what you want to do. But anyway, we're going to take a call now, going to line two. We have Allison out of Grapevine, Texas. Allison, how are you doing this evening? Glad to have you here live on Perspectives.
Hi, Ashley. I'm good. Thanks for having me. I'm a longtime listener, and I've been listening tonight. First-time caller, so thank you for taking my call.
Hey, you rock it, Allison. Glad to have you on. What do you got going on tonight? What are you thinking about on our concept of purpose?
I have a question for you on that concept of purpose. Do you have any advice for some of us who maybe we know what our purpose is, and it's something that's a hobby, and we're so passionate about it, and we want to turn this hobby into a career, something that we can do every day and live out our passion from day to day? What do you have in mind? What do you think we should do, go about doing that? Any advice for us?
That's a great question. A lot of us toil with that. I think first off, I would suggest learning everything you can about that hobby. So whether it's, I don't know, it could be opening a bakery. If you're opening a bakery, let's say, and you're going to be serving like specialty coffees and specialty pastries and that kind of sort of thing, you probably want to know how to provide and how to make the coffee drinks. You want to know how to make everything that you have on the menu, because in the very beginning, you're probably not going to have the ability to hire a lot of people because of financial reasons. Whether it's acting, if it's something like that that you have a passion for, it's really getting that education. So first off, I would say classes or working or interning to get the most knowledge, or getting a job somewhere to learn more about what that is. And then secondly, maybe finding some people that also, first of all, you know, you want to be around people that really, believe in themselves as well and really have that purpose-driven life. And thirdly, believing in yourself and, you know, providing for yourself and knowing that that's something that you really do want to do. And a lot of times we'll be able to provide for ourselves, whether it's rent money to open a business or if it's classes, just to prioritize our life. And I think that's where I would definitely begin.
Okay, great. Yeah, that's really helpful. That gives me somewhere to start. Wow, thank you so much.
Well, thank you, and I appreciate you calling in, Allison, this evening, and I hope that you call in the future and check us out next Sunday here on Perspectives.
Okay, I definitely will. Thank you.
Have a great one.
Thanks, you too.
Allison brought up a really good point, and that point was that what if you have a really cool hobby or something that you're good at, but it's not a career? And I think a lot of times we get overstimulated with the fact of a career because, you know, like our parents and our grandparents and TV and everything tells you, you know, your career is supposed to do this and that, you know, a doctor, a lawyer, whatever. But in actuality, it's about what really makes you happy, because anything that makes you truly happy and there's a need for it, you're going to make money, you're going to be happy, you're going to get to where you want to go. It might not be the easiest route now. I'm not saying that, because some things are actually easier than others to do. I won't really go into that right now because I really don't know who the sponsor of the show is tonight. But in actuality, you have to remember, everything takes time. It takes patience. It takes education. So no matter what it is that you're trying to do in life, you got to like repurpose it. You got to realize that it's going to take some learning curve as well as it's going to be desire. And if you're on the right track, you're going to realize that, because the other stuff's going to go out the window. All those things that keep, you know, hey, you know, let's go out to the bar. Hey, let's get off task. Let's do something different. That stuff's going to go away because you're not going to have time for it, because your life is where you want it. And you're going to feel like you've missed out on those years anyway before, that you need to really gain speed. And so working and really contributing to getting where you want to go is your main prerogative. So don't be forewarned and be understood that you might lose some friends But were they really friends to begin with in your situation for fun and your true calling, your true purpose? You know, and so that's an important thing, too. Also, you know, I thought that one of the major concepts is the idea of doing something that you love that might not be a complete career, but it might be something that you do on a day-to-day basis. You know, I think a lot of times, too, when we find our purpose and we find that drive, sometimes it might not even be in our day-to-day lives. So some of us might have jobs and careers that we have to provide our family with what we need. And then in our spare time and in our daily life, whether it's in that job appropriated or in our family, we take care of our friends and family as well as our four-legged friends. Because as we know, we have a large pet population in the United States. And it has gotten really out of hand because there's a lot of people that use their dogs or throw their dogs away basically like trash. And it's gotten really out of hand with people trying to be able to take care of that. And so whether or not it's somebody that's actually doing that as a career base, like running a sort of rescue, or if it's somebody that takes pride and does that on the weekends, that can also be a purpose-driven life. Okay, joining us on line three, we have Jen out of Dallas. Jen, you're on live with Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. How are you doing this evening?
Oh, doing great. How are you, Ashley?
I'm doing great. I'm glad to have you on. Glad to hear your voice. We're talking about purpose and finding our purpose and when we found it tonight. What do you have to add to the discussion this evening?
Yeah, I totally agree. Basically, you know, I do have a job, but, you know, kind of my passion is outside of that. I love to work with a foster organization for Labradors. And, you know, basically this group, we will find dogs in pounds or be it on the street, and then we'll get them into the program. And we'll have foster families, which is basically what I do. And we take these puppies or dogs in and, you know, give them kind of a second leash on life, you know. And they're good dogs. They need to be saved. And we end up finding great homes for them.
When did you start doing the fostering type organization?
Oh, probably about 3-4 years ago. And it just stemmed from basically my husband and I wanted a dog. And, you know, we were, you know, looking at, you know, PetSmart and some other places and then some ads. And then we saw the breeder ads and, you know, we kind of ended up finding a group that basically rescues dogs and they were labs. So we went and we looked at that and we actually had to go through their process and make sure that we could provide the care that the dog needed, which is a great way to make sure that, you know, it's being adopted to a family that can give the care that it needs. But we kind of got started there. And from that process, we volunteered to do fostering for the dogs in that organization.
That's neat. I mean, was there kind of like a ding, 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 like a bell that goes off? You know, like some people say it's like a light bulb that kind of goes off in your head that you realize, wow, this is something that I've really wanted to do maybe all my life.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, you just go about life and then you try new things and you search and, you know, it was basically, hey, well, there's this group and not only we're getting a great dog, but, you know, there's a way to give back to the organization, be it through donations or, you know, foster care. And so dog foster care is what we do.
So do you feel like, even though a lot of people I know that they don't do their job, like their job every day, you know, 8 to 5 is not their, not necessarily, they like it, but it's not necessarily their passion. But do you think that you can like fuel your passion by things that you do outside of your job as well?
Oh, I definitely think so. I mean, just having something to do and something to give back and a purpose. I mean, you know, your job is your job, and I think it makes you happy in life, and therefore you're happy at your real job, and then you're happy at your passionate job that you give back to and your real purpose.
That's awesome. Well, Jen, I really appreciate you joining us live here on Perspectives this evening, and I look forward to more calls as well as more of your perspective here in the future.
All right. Well, Ashley, I love your show. Keep on rocking it out, and I'll keep on listening.
Hey, rock on, Jen. Look forward to hearing from you in the future. You have a good night.
You too.
You know, Jen makes a really good point tonight in the fact that she discusses how it is that you can actually have a job that you do on a day-to-day basis. You might like your job. It's not like you hate the job, but it's not necessarily your real true passion. It's not your real true calling, but you can supplement that with your passion, things that you can do that you can really find joy from. And I think that that's also very quality and quantified if you think about it, because, you know, sometimes we have responsibilities that get in the way of really, you know, in her case, you know, opening up a kennel and buying a bunch of land and taking these animals in and doing this kind of thing. I mean, she's doing it at the level that she can provide for it, as well as a level that helps society, and I think that's great. And I think sometimes we have to keep that in mind, especially when we have responsibilities, children, family, what have you, that may make it where we can't jump in, you know, both feet first in the deep end of our passion and our purpose. So when we come back here with Perspectives Live with me, Ashley Burgess, we'll be discussing all kinds of more stuff here about finding your purpose, finding your true calling, and also maybe some hints on when you realize that you really haven't found it yet and you need to do some more exploring. And also some hints on maybe who to avoid when you're actually finding that purpose. Stick around, keep it on 570 KLIF or keep it on iHeartRadio app, and we'll be back in two shakes.